Thank you, Mr. Chair. We as states parties bear the responsibility to ensure that the norms of international law against biological weapons as stipulated in the Biological Weapons Convention and the Geneva Protocol of 1925 are respected. The challenges that we are facing are numerous, and meeting them is of crucial importance for our common security. Strengthening the Convention, while it faces important challenges, must be our common goal. We need to ensure that it remains relevant in a rapidly changing environment. An issue where we would like to see progress on is how states parties can demonstrate compliance with treaty obligations. Switzerland is of the view that this convention is in need of stronger mechanisms for resolving concerns about implementation of and compliance with the BWC. We believe it is both important and timely to review the fundamental issue of BWC compliance. Switzerland welcomes the various debates and initiatives of recent years that seek to strengthen the BWC, including exploring ways how states parties could demonstrate and mutually assess compliance with treaty obligations. We believe that compliance is a very important issue for the sustainability of the BWC, and that a lot certainly remains to be achieved in this field. We would welcome reinforcing compliance mechanisms linked to the BWC, and in line with general Swiss disarmament policy, are favorable to our multilateral legally binding compliance framework. Developing such a framework, however, is a challenge, both for political and technical reasons. Simply duplicating arrangements that work fine for other conventions may not be adequate to meet the challenges posed by biological weapons with their distinct characteristics. The development of a legally binding compliance framework needs to be based on a careful identification of and thorough evaluation of practical approaches in terms of their technical feasibility and effective capacity to address contemporary challenges of modern-day biology. We should seek a pragmatic and effective way to advance on this question. My country is convinced that many of the necessary steps to strengthen the convention can be achieved by leveraging practical proposals that were made during the last intersessional process. As states parties continue to explore options for developing a legally binding compliance framework to gradually approach this challenging aim, there are also a variety of areas in which more immediate action could be taken. This certainly pertains to the strengthening of the confidence-building measures and the identification of options for assessing the information contained therein. It also includes the pursuit of voluntary approaches, such as the peer review mechanism, that should be developed further and refined. We are convinced that these tools and initiatives could not only reinforce transparency and confidence, but potentially point and smooth the way towards more stringent measures and mechanisms, including a legally binding instrument. That said, it should be clear that the discussion on compliance and the voluntary approaches we are exploring are in no ways intended to serve as a replacement for a legally binding compliance framework. This should remain our final objective. In this context, there could be value in considering further the recommendation formulated in paragraph 12 of the working paper submitted to this Amex by Cuba. Thank you, Mr. Chair.